Hello, everyone.
We're back for another episode.
We are. we're on your squared.
Yeah, we're on your squared. We can't. We've decided we just can't do intros very well.
We really can't.
So enjoy. This episode, we wanted to address the global situation of the coronavirus.
The big corona.
We are, again, disclaimer, not putting out any information about it. We're simply just talking about how we've been doing, how we've dealt with it, and what's going on with the situation where we live.
Yeah. So, Anya, what have you been doing since March 14th, 2020?
Wow. That was our SAT. I think we spoke about that in the last episode. Mm-hmm.
God, it's a water truck.
So many trucks outside. They're so loud. Again, apologies. Well, when we went on spring break, March 14th was actually the start of our spring break. Mm-hmm. We thought we'd be coming back to school. Some teachers were like, oh, you know, it's possible you guys may not be coming back, but those were very few. And we genuinely were hoping we wouldn't have school because everybody doesn't want school. But then the reality was we didn't have it. And honestly, I would say it was pretty nice to not have school for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just because we had so much work in our second semester junior year. It was good not to have that travel time or, like, you know, time that you usually spend doing other stuff. You actually could just sit at home and work. Mm-hmm. But it got pretty boring, pretty lonely.
Yeah, I remember I was in quarantine like the week before the 14th, and I remember thinking how boring it was and how I would die if we had no school for the rest of the year. Because I just remember being super lonely, not being with my friends at all. And it was a sad time, but also I agree with Anya, we got the time to work and focus on ourselves a bit more and create a routine. But I feel like people who don't like to create a routine or a schedule really struggled.
Oh yeah, there were a lot of kids that I remember in our various Zoom classes, which we will address in a minute, because a lot of them were like, yeah, you know, we have this asynchronous schedule where we pretty much get all of our week's work on Monday and then we get the whole week to do it and it's all due on the next Monday. Most people did it last minute and they slacked a lot. They didn't attend Zoom calls, this, that, because even though it's mandatory, nobody's gonna really chastise you for not.
Yeah. It was almost like it wasn't really mandatory. If you didn't do it, no one was gonna care.
It's just attendance.
It was a lot like college where you just join if you want the extra help or you feel like you need it. It's there if you need it. But it's also, like, it's up to you at the end. And I feel like the schedule probably wouldn't have been best for 9th graders or 10th graders.
Oh, no.
A little better for 11th and especially 12th.
Because we also are better at time management.
Yeah.
Because I remember us in 9th and 10th grade. Yeah, we were so bad. Do we swear on the show? I forgot. Probably best not to.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyways. Yeah, we were pretty crappy at it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. I think for the 9th and 10th graders, it must have been pretty rough. Actually, worst for elementary, because you can't control little kids.
Exactly. My mom was saying that she felt bad for all the moms who had little kids and had to, like, entertain them and explain to them why they couldn't see their friends. I know if I was a kid during this, I would probably be crying.
I would be crying, too. I'd be so upset.
I think the best time in your life for this to be happening is middle school, because you don't have anything to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any tuition to pay for. Mm-hmm. And
you're not really doing anything important.
Yeah, you don't have any schoolwork that's really significant.
Yeah. It's a pretty easy year to miss out on, I feel.
Yeah, for sure. I think junior year and senior year. I think especially junior year, school-wise, like work-wise, this was the worst time to have it.
Yeah. But the good thing is that we did have more time than normal. But I personally found the issue with that is that because teachers knew that we had more time, they gave us more work, which was kind of crappy, because I would have been sleeping more. Fun fact, I don't sleep much.
She doesn't sleep at all.
Yeah, it's a problem. I'm working on it, I promise. But I thought, hey, quarantine means that because we're cutting out, like, travel time and stuff, I can probably start sleeping more. But because of the sheer amount of extra work that we got, I still slept so badly. And in my head I'm thinking, if we had school, would I have slept at all? Like, that's a genuine issue.
Yeah, I think for me, I was I actually spaced it out pretty well, as in I went through my day as if it was a school day, and I ended up getting almost all my work done before mm-hmm. the time. And then I had the weekend to either study for tests or to relax. And I also got to space in like fitness and doing workouts and whatnot. We both are in a personal fitness class, which mm-hmm. had workouts, which are really helpful.
Oh yeah.
I think our school does a good job of allowing kids to take time off. I know we had activities that I didn't join.
I didn't either.
They had like game nights and movie nights, which are really cute.
It's very good for, again, 9th and 10th graders or middle school. But for us, I think just knowing that we were all going through it together was pretty good.
Yeah, agreed.
But yeah, I mean, personal fitness class was so helpful and so fun.
It was
fun.
Very, very helpful. I think what we did basically was we all got onto a class Zoom call and we would follow someone's workout. And we used to pass it around the class. Like, each student could do a workout or lead a workout every week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every week. Every week, we'd have it, like, twice a week. Each workout was done by somebody else. And our teacher is really, really funny. Mm-hmm. He would play some great music in the background, full of wonderful things. no, but it was really great. It was really bonding to work out with other people. Very motivating.
Yeah, for sure. I think I struggled with, like, the first week of the quarantine, like, my eating habits. I know a lot of people struggled with it. Like, what I usually did is, at school, I would eat really clean or healthy. During mm-hmm. the school week, I would. But whenever I was home on the weekend, that would be, like, my cheat days. Mm-hmm. And I would eat, like, waffle in the morning mm-hmm. and, like, whatever I wanted, honestly.
Yeah.
So I kind of associated that. Like, I'm at home, I can eat whatever I want. And I just ate whenever I wasn't super hungry.
Yeah.
Because it's right there. Mm-hmm. So I just would go for it.
And yeah.
There's no one telling you not to eat in class because you can eat whatever you want. Always gonna look at you eating.
Pretty much. That's very true, actually. I agree with you. I mean, as soon as the quarantine started, I tried to eat healthier because I know I did not end the quarantine eating healthy. Let's just be clear about that. But I think I tried to stick to my healthier diets, and it was hard at first, also because I think all of us were so stressed with our final exams and things that eating really was the only comfort that we could do.
Yeah.
But it's gotten a lot better.
For sure. I enjoy eating healthier now, and since I have so much available, you can have more fun with it.
Yeah, I know, for sure.
Because at school, it's just like salad, salad, salad.
Yeah.
Salad.
I mean, we had pretty packed salads.
It gets pretty repetitive. And
That's true.
It's just, I didn't have it with dressing, and I don't think you did either.
I always eat a naked salad.
So it's a little bland sometimes.
That's true.
So,
chickpeas, chicken, eggs.
Yeah.
It's all good protein stuffs.
True, true, true. I do miss it sometimes.
I do find myself oddly missing the school salads.
My mom's saying, like, she's going to stop eating chapati and start eating salads. And I'm like, oh, she's like, no.
Okay. Yeah, but chapati is the OG, though. I stopped eating rice completely.
Same.
For me, it just doesn't work. But chapati is...
My mom has black rice.
Yeah, my parents have black rice too.
It's super starchy and it tastes strange, but it's good for you.
It's very, apparently it's very good for you. It's been working great for my mom and dad, apparently. But yeah, I just don't go for rice usually.
Yeah, I don't even go for ghee. My mom's like, Anya, ghee is good for you.
I mean, ghee is brain food.
There are other sources of fat.
That's true.
Out there.
Yeah, I don't
skimp
on my ghee when it comes to things like rasam or chapati, but...
I got you.
Yeah, it's good to be watchful of your health. Mm. But we've been doing pretty well with our fitness, though.
Yeah, I think we FaceTime with another friend of ours three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's, like, the least amount of work we do a day, or a week.
Yeah.
And
we do stuff on our own as well through the week.
Yeah.
But we have our workout calls. They're so nice. They're so motivating.
Really are.
We always start off and we're like, hey, how are you guys doing? What you've been up to? Mm-hmm. And then we talk about what we're going to work out today, how long, and then we just get into it. So it's like we're just FaceTiming while we work out, which has been very motivating.
It's really motivating. And like when you know that you're on video, it makes you do the movements more, and, more efficiently too.
Mm-hmm.
I know that like the Jenna Jenkins thing I did with you on call, I wouldn't have been as motivated mm-hmm. and willing to do every movement well mm. if I wasn't on the call.
I agree.
It pushes you a bit.
It really does. It really does.
Yeah, for sure.
And you guys are so supportive as well. So
Thank you. You guys are too. We're all very supportive of each other.
That's all we need right now. Support and fitness.
Exactly. So if you guys need any help or you think that you don't have anything to do, then fitness. There are so many options right now, especially now. For at-home fitness where you don't need any equipment.
Yeah, there's hundreds of home workouts on the internet.
We recommend...
Ooh, okay. So, Jeanette Jenkins is a Hollywood trainer. Mm-hmm. She's intense. Yep. But if you like boxing mixed with cardio sort of workouts... Mm-hmm. And sculpting and boosting metabolism, that kind of stuff. She's really good for that. Yeah. I only just started her workouts. Actually, Anya's mom recommended her workouts to me. But I almost, like, I was sweating and so tired at the end of it, but it felt so good.
It's on Pop Sugar. I think Pop Sugar has a bunch of other workouts, too.
Yeah.
That are shorter. Hers is 45 minutes. She has a 60-minute one, which I just figured out.
Woo!
That is insane.
I don't know if we could do that.
600 calories.
600 calories in 60 minutes is quite... It's... Wow.
Nah, that's a lot.
That
I don't
is
know
a
how
lot.
Accurate that is, but okay.
Well, I mean, we'll see what happens.
I also recommend Pamela.
Yeah, Pamela Reif, yeah.
Everyone's talking about Chloe Ting.
Okay, so I like Chloe Ting. I started off with her workouts, and... First of all, she's got a very aesthetic YouTube channel. It's just, she's very good.
She has a website.
She does. And her Instagram is also really aesthetic. I'll give her props for that.
Yeah.
Her workouts are good, but I think they're good for beginners especially. You know? Because they're very, very like self-explanatory and she explains things pretty well.
It's also not a ton of cardio.
It isn't. And honestly, as somebody who despises cardio, that was quite nice for me. But in reality, guys, you gotta learn how to love cardio. I hate running, but it's good for me, you know?
Yeah. So I think Pamela does a good job of doing both.
Yeah.
And she does a lot of strength-focused ones. I think if you need a really, like, specific workout for a specific body part, she has really good ones for that. Like, her abs are so much better than anything Chloe can do.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm not gonna lie. One of her workouts... is like her ab workouts are insane. Do that for 2 weeks and you'll find better results than Chloe Ting. But it is like a bit harder. And her HIIT workouts are very good as well.
Yeah, but I have to give it to Chloe though. I did try her 2 week abs challenge, the ab shred, and I mean personally my body type tends to put on a lot of fat on my stomach, so for me it wasn't easy to just suddenly get like a six pack in 2 weeks. I didn't believe it at the beginning. I knew it's impossible to get a six pack in 2 weeks if with my body type, so I just hoped that I could cut some from there, and I did actually cut an inch on my stomach.
Nice.
And but it took me not 2 weeks, it took me about 17 to 20 days, which is fair, but that's still significant, and I definitely did gain some ab strength, so it is a good workout, but it's not very accurate with the fact that you can get a six pack in like, you know, 2 weeks.
Yeah, I feel like the before and afters on YouTube might be clickbaity, and then like,
possible.
It's probably a longer period than 2 weeks, and they just like snip the videos together.
I mean, some people who are trying to lose just a little bit, definitely it's possible for them.
Yeah.
But you know.
One of these.
Hello, mother.
Test.
Yes.
Make sure it's not poisoned.
Yes. It's very
it's all good.
Not one of your faves.
No, it's not.
Are you planning to come with us?
To drop? Yes.
Then you wear some pants because we're going to the vegetable shop.
I shall do that. Yes. Thanks, Mom.
Same.
Yeah. That was my mother. We are eating Badusha for any of y'all Indians out there.
Oh, do they hear all that?
Yes.
We can probably trim it out later. Even if we can't.
Even if we can, it doesn't matter. You guys can enjoy that little... Yeah. In India, you can't wear any shorts to vegetable markets. Highly unrecommended.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of India, how has the coronavirus situation been in India?
It's been surprisingly not bad. The area we're living in, it's pretty bad. It's one of the worst in India.
That's actually true, yeah.
But I haven't really seen it affect me personally too much. I'm assuming in slums, in certain districts, it's probably hitting hard, but they also don't notice because I'm sure people die there all the time.
So. Yeah, and they probably... It's unfortunate that in the slum areas, people don't get enough education to understand, I guess, the extremeness is the word.
Sure.
A dying student.
It's now a word.
Yes. Of of something like a pandemic, and if it hits them, they're gonna get hit really hard by it. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to explain to them, wear masks and wash your hands and sanitize and things like that, because they don't have as many resources as we do in the cities and things.
Yeah, and I feel like in villages and whatnot, it's really hard because you don't have access to nice hospitals.
It's so packed there as well, it's impossible to social distance.
Yeah, but I am noticing that everywhere I look, people are wearing masks.
I would say about 60 to 70% of people are wearing masks.
Yeah, so that's pretty good.
It is, for India, it is pretty good, I would say.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's nothing's perfect.
Yeah.
But for what we can do, I think we're doing a good job.
You know, no viruses have come out of India. It's always been China or even the US or Mexico.
Really?
But there are none from India because we don't eat meat too often.
That is true. We are a mainly vegetarian country.
So, props to India.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of hygiene, mm-hmm. not the greatest,
mm-hmm.
but at least we don't create viruses, pandemics.
I mean, I don't think we have people in a lab doing such. Yeah, easy. I think it's very easy to spread disease in India for sure because of our population.
But I feel like people have pretty good immune systems too.
You know, I've always wondered about that. Like, I always wondered when the virus came around, I was thinking, we're either going to get hit by this really badly or not at all. And my logic was, because, again, this is very skewed logic, but it was just me overthinking things. Either India doesn't have the best healthcare, hence we are going to get hit really badly by this, or India is so used to, you know, not particularly great cleanliness that we have such high immunities, we'll be fine.
One of my teachers said that he saw his gardener eat an apple that bats were eating from.
Oh my god.
And he did not get sick at all.
That's great. That's fantastic.
So I think it's kind of like that, where maybe it's like turmeric or spice or our diets maybe, and it's also like we're exposed to so many diseases that are like white blood cell count is high or something like that.
Actually, you know, I feel like India, if we took out the sheer amount of rice we ate, we would have a fantastically healthy diet.
100%. What do we eat? When I look at my dinner plate, I have almost all the food groups.
Yeah, actually, me too. We got veggies, we got wheat, we got dals, lentils, pulses.
I have paneer, which is fat.
I don't like paneer, but I eat other things.
Protein.
Yeah, and you got chicken, you got curries, you've got like all sorts of things. But then you have things like biryani, you know, which is like 2% meat and like 98%
rice. It's funny
that
you mentioned that. My dad made that the other day, and it's like a solid 3-day process for him to make it.
It is, right?
But the thing is, it turns out like okay. And it's like slopped with ghee, and it's so much rice.
Yeah, I mean, everybody makes biryani differently, but at the core, it's just a lot of rice.
Yeah. And also, puri is just fried dough.
But, you know, the problem is they're all so good.
It is so good, but I once ate it and then had to work out an hour after, and that was not a fun time.
Oh, yeah.
I think I told you about it.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Not a good thing at all. It's very hard to work out after you eat it.
Dosa's big boy.
I've actually switched to ragi dosas. And they're really good, surprisingly. I mean, the ones my grandma makes are pretty good.
I haven't had a dosa in a while.
Yeah.
But, like, I think anything, like, oily like that or fried kind of gets me a little sick at this point.
Yeah, I'm not too good with oily and fried things. Or fast food, gosh.
Are you? Oh, same.
Yeah.
One of my friends brought in a bag of McDonald's. It's so funny because one of my teachers is also, like, a health nut.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in between him and I, and we were just, like, looking at each other. And I'm like, Joe. My friend. What's her name? It's like, girl, I need to throw this away. And she's like, wait, I'm not done yet. So I just picked it up and chucked it.
Oh.
I'm like, I'm gonna puke if we can keep it here.
Oh yeah.
It was stinking up the whole room.
Do
you say that you're more of a sweet tooth or like salty tooth? Which one do you prefer?
Definitely sweet. I had a huge sugar problem.
I have a huge sweet tooth too.
I think I've gotten a lot better. Actually, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I commend myself for doing this. But I think it was in 10th grade when I really started getting into health.
Yeah, for sure.
And the same friend that we work out with, she kind of got me into eating healthy as well. She taught me a lot of what I know. Props to you. But, oh God, gotta pray to her. But oh my gosh. Yeah, but basically I decided that my sugar addiction was so bad, I had to have something sweet, and not just a small thing, but something significantly sweet after every meal, mm-hmm. and if I could, before every meal. It was a mm-hmm. problem. And I knew that it was so unhealthy for me, and I realized that with my working out and eating this sugar, I was getting nothing out of it. So I decided to do an absolute sugar detox for 2 months, mm-hmm. where I cut out every single bit of processed sugar in my diet, including just putting sugar in my tea or, you know, literally anything, even ketchup I cut out because it has so much sugar in it, and things like that. Any food with like a high sugar processed content, mm-hmm. I cut out. And I only had natural sugars, fruits, that's it. It was so hard the first week. I wanted to cry. But I would see people walking around school, and I don't know if you guys know what Hello Panda is, but biscuits filled with chocolate.
They're like Yan-Yans or Poke.
Yan-Yans as well. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I would eat those every day at break time in school, and it was so bad.
It was really bad.
It was really bad, but it was really good. And I had to do without it. It was so hard. But after the first week, I slowly got into it, and I managed without sugar for 2 entire months. And when I reintroduced it into my diet in little bits, like just a square of chocolate at the end of dinner or something, mm-hmm. everything was so sweet for me, I couldn't even eat much of it. So my tolerance for sugar went significantly lower. So yeah, it was a hard detox, but it was really good for me.
Yeah, agreed. I think, like, when you have a lot of salt or sugar, you get cravings for it a lot.
If you cut it out, yeah.
So if you cut it, then it's pretty much gone. If you don't eat it as much, then you won't crave it as much.
I mean, you do need it. You do need sugar.
Yeah, for sure. But
like not said, like that.
Natural sugar is a lot better. Yeah. I think when I had... Oh, in the U.S. it's awful because there's so much variety. Mm. So I used to have ice cream every night, and I used to have Pop-Tarts every morning.
Wow, Pop-Tarts were a monthly treat for me.
And then cereal, U.S. cereal, like Cocoa Puffs, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh my god.
Sugar, pure sugar, processed sugar. Jeez. So when I made the move here, I didn't have any of those options available, so I kind of had to force myself to like fruits or other things instead, and I found that Indian cereals didn't do it for me, so I would just make my own oatmeal or make my own cereal, which is so much healthier and so much better.
Oh yeah.
And it's almost like you can still gain a lot of sugar and you can satisfy that sugar craving,
but naturally
which is
important.
I still have like a square of chocolate, dark chocolate, like every day. I can't live without that. That's really good.
Chocolate is
important. My diet. Like, that's my kryptonite.
It has to, yeah. You can't cut chocolate out.
Yeah. And we have a nice pint of London Dairy ice cream sitting in my fridge, but I'll have it like once or twice a week.
Ooh, that's very good.
And
though,
then small amounts. And my brother eats like, I'm telling you, he eats a lot. He eats half of the pint.
Oh my god.
In one sitting.
And man, younger brothers with good metabolisms and all
that. But he also leaves nothing for me.
Okay, right. Rude. Yeah, that's rude. Yeah. Well, I guess for me, I would say I'm trying not to eat that stuff, but it's hard because my grandma's here, and you know how that goes.
Yeah, and also Indian sweets are a thing.
We have them right next to us. That's what my mom came in to get.
Yeah.
Oh boy. It is impossible for people in India to cut sugar out of their diets, I feel, because there's so much availability of Indian sweets, and those are really sweet.
Those are so sweet. My mom, she can't go without sugar in her chai or tea.
But chai has to be sweet. You can't have...
I don't add sugar to any drink, including chai.
I'm trying to cut it out. I put honey instead, like a teaspoon of honey. Mm-hmm. But for me, things like tea, just regular cup of tea or chai has to be sweet. It's just so hard to have it without. Coffee I don't have with sugar. That's just gross with sugar, in my opinion.
Me too.
But some teas just, you can't, you know.
I try not to drink any like sugar. Remember in ninth grade I used to give my juices away to everybody. I couldn't drink it.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know how much you're drinking, it's easier to drink sugar than to eat sugar.
It is.
So
I think they stopped selling juices.
They did. They sell
homemade lemonade and watermelon juice.
Yeah, our school's really good with health right now.
Oh yeah, we did a really good job. We cut out all sorts of like processed crap. Like we don't
chips
have Hello
gone.
Chips are gone. Hello Pandas are gone. Yan Yan is the Chinese sign. Sorry, Yan Yan.
We don't have any more like fried foods.
Yeah,
we used to have those smiley face.
Potato hashes, they're gone.
They're all gone.
We have potato wedges with cheese, which are good.
Sometimes.
That's the only deep fried thing we have.
Yeah. US, it's like, I remember in middle school, it was like a big handful of fries every day.
Really?
Pizza every day.
Oh.
But I wouldn't even touch that. I would eat the fries. The fries are so good.
Ooh.
And
yeah, our fries are not great here. They're kind of soggy.
And 50 cent cookies and ice cream. You don't even get ice cream here anymore.
Well, you kind of do. You have to buy
after
it separately.
A certain time.
Yeah, you only... And the interesting thing is that we actually have age restrictions on some of our food. Like, I don't know if this happens elsewhere. Like, only high school students are allowed to get coffee, which is fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I think there's also a restriction on ice cream. You have to be in 8th grade and above or middle school and above to have ice cream.
Then it's like only your parents can get you ice cream for that.
Exactly.
No, that's so smart.
Right?
I didn't know that.
That's actually very smart.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they have a restriction on how many you can buy. I don't think so. But there's definitely that age restriction. I remember the cashier. She's so sweet. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows her. But she's known my sister and I for a long time. And my sister started getting coffee in college. My God. That's where she is now. But in high school. And I remember I wanted some so badly. And I tried to sneak in with my middle school ID card. And she's like, sorry, sweetie. Absolutely not. You have to wait for another year. And I was like, no. My sister sweetly bought me some, but...
Nice. They have cold brew, which I lived off of after a certain point.
You know?
It's gross, but it gets the job done. It kept me awake.
Okay, I guess so. I mean, again, you know this about me. I don't drink coffee to stay awake. I drink it for the taste.
It I do both.
Weirdly doesn't have much of a wake-up effect on me.
Mm-hmm.
But cold... Yeah. There is nice cold brew out there.
There definitely is. School one just has a lot of caffeine. That's all I needed.
Yeah, that's fair. That's what we needed in our exams. Good God. We that's kind of half of what we've been dealing with the virus.
I mean, it's kind of just been that on repeat for the past 3 months.
Yeah. I mean, what are the couple things you've been doing to keep yourself busy?
Okay, so TV shows aren't doing it for me anymore because they're getting repetitive and a little boring.
Fair.
So we've both been reading. We've
yes.
both been working out.
What book are you reading right now?
Brokeback Mountain.
Mm.
By what's her name? Prolix?
Someone there.
It's a popular book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just starting it, so we'll see how that goes.
That's fair.
What about you?
I'm reading old series that I haven't picked up in a while. The Giver by Lois Lowry, I think.
Yes.
Yes. And it's a 4-book series. I only read the first book in 8th grade, dropped it, never came back to it.
Mm-hmm.
I would highly recommend reading the series if you like dystopians, because it's pretty well done.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and what else have you been doing?
The occasional board games with the family, card games. My mom loves to bet, so we're playing betting games like blackjack.
Nice.
And there's like this Indian game, Flash. I don't know if it's an Indian game, but it's called Flash.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother and I play video games here and there.
Nice,
we have
nice.
An Xbox, and then that's kind of it. And my dog. We just play around with my dog.
You're lucky to have a dog, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or making food is also a big thing.
Oh, yeah. I feel like a lot of people have been baking this quarantine.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, I personally haven't done much baking. I've been trying to keep myself busy with my internship for mental health, and I took up trying to learn Korean, which is very interesting.
Yeah.
The script is fun. We have a big Korean population in our school, so this will be fun.
So you'll be eavesdrop on everything.
Well, let's see if I get good enough to do that. But yeah, I've been watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air because I have been wanting to start that for ages, and it is great. So yeah, that's what
I think. 13 Reasons Why seasons 4 or
there's
3.
That was 4 seasons.
There are so many seasons.
What?
I think it's the 3rd season.
Isn't there only one book?
No wait, there's 4 seasons. Now.
Oh my gosh,
because there's
crazy.
New episodes. But it's insane. There's a lot of shows coming out now.
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess good luck to everybody, and I hope you have something interesting to do during this quarantine.
Mm-hmm. And even if you don't, I'm pretty sure there are lots of like volunteer opportunities. There are lots of books out there, movies mm-hmm. out there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't know if there's a commenting system on Anchor. I actually have no idea.
I don't either.
But if there is, if you guys know there is, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out eventually. But leave us comments or whatever if you would like any recommendations for books or TV shows, I guess. Or, you know, what you want us to talk about next.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was another episode with the Anyas.
This is one of our longer ones, too.
Actually, you're right.
It's the longest one.
Wow. Oh, wow, is it?
Yeah.
Man, we can talk.
We can talk.
We can talk.
But thanks. Yeah, thank you guys for joining us. I hope you'll be here for the next time.
Yeah, stay safe, and we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye.